The Torah tells us, mitzvah.
Welcome everybody, welcome back.
Shver Rama.
Shver Rama, what a way to start off this year. Okay, so welcome back to our finale of our Hilchos Brachos Kolel for this Zman. It doesn't mean that we're never going to return to Hilchos Brachos. You know, Hilchos Brachos will always be fun to us. I'm sure we'll return to it at some point. But for this Zman, we're going to call it here for Hilchos Brachos. And I want to end off, have our Makeh Bepatish, so to speak, with the Sugya of Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. We'll try to really get to the bottom of what it means to have brachos being part of our day. I think that's a lot of what drove, you know, the interest and the intrigue and the connection to this man, the fact that we're talking about halachos that are really pertinent every day, day in, day out. And Mea Brachos B'chol Yom takes that idea and really deepens it. So the Gemara Menachos, Mem Gimel Men Aleph, quotes Rabbi Meir, Tanya Hay Rabbi Meir, Omer, Chayav Adam Levarich Mea Brachos B'chol Yom, person's obligated to say 100 brachos every day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Parashas Ekev, V'ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. What does Hashem ask from us? We'll see in a second how we darshan that pasuk to teach us 100 brachos. But before we get there, let's just finish off the Gemara. Rav Chia Bered Rav Avya B'Shabasov Yom Itavei Torach U'Memadiluhu B'Yisparmakei U'Megadei. So Rav Chia Bered Rav Avya on Shabbos and Yontif, where he fell short a bit of the total of 100 brachos, he went out of his way to fill in the total of 100 by making brachos on spices and other items like sweet fruits. So how do we derive from this pasuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, that there is such an obligation to say 100 brachos every day? The Rishonim have a whole bunch of ways to interpret the pasuk to teach us that conclusion. Rashi, as quoted in the Tosos over here, in source number 3, Rashi says, Al tekre ma elamea. We reread the word, and on a second level, a deeper level of meaning, and not, it means not what does Hashem ask from us, but rather mea Hashem elokecha shoel me'imach. Hashem asks from us 100. 100 what? 100 brachos. So that's Rashi. Tosfos has other ways. Rabbi Nutam says, if you read the pasuk with the word shoel being male, meaning spelled with a vav, so then you get to 100 letters in the pasuk, and the 100 letters correspond to the 100 brachos. Others say that the word ma in the atbash, so that's when you replace an aleph with a tav and a beis with a shin, and if you do gematria that way, so ma comes out to 100. Others say that if you read the word as mea, so then you add one letter into the pasuk, you get 100 letters in the pasuk. So be it as it may, we have some allusion in the pasuk to derive from the phrase Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach that we are to say 100 brachos every day. And the Sefer HaManeg, Rav Avram ben Asan, who lived in the 12th century in Provence, so he says that Davar Zeh Masores B'Yadenu Me'Avoseinu L'Moshe B'Sinai Sheyash Aleinu Levarich Me'a Brachos B'Chol Yom. We have a tradition dating all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu to say 100 brachos every day, and there that obligation is referenced three times each in each of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. In Torah, we have Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, and then if you look at the Tur in source number 4, so the Tur quotes from Rav Natrunoi Gon that David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, was misakin, he enacted this requirement of Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom, and that is alluded to by the pasuk of Hukam Al. Hukam Al, it's said about David HaMelech that he was raised above, and we extrapolate or interpret those words to mean that he established Hukam, meaning that's a passive term talking about David HaMelech, but if you read it as more that he came, like David HaMelech made a takana of all. And all in gematria is 100. So David HaMelech made the takana to say 100 brachos every day. Now, why did David HaMelech do that? So apparently, there was a plague during which 100 people were dying every day. And David HaMelech was a choker behavin b'ruach HaKodesh. He used his ruach HaKodesh to understand what HaKodesh Baruch Hu wanted. He strengthened this takana that dated back to Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Sefer HaManeg, to say 100 brachos every day. And when they started saying 100 brachos every day, so then the plague stopped. You may be familiar that when COVID was, when we were in the heat of the COVID outbreak, you may have seen certain certain of the Gedolim saying we should really strengthen our 100 brachos, our Mea brachos. And that's based on this principle from David HaMelech that somehow Mea brachos prevents a magifa. And we'll explain at the end of this year what the connection between those two is. So based on this, the Shulchan Aruch in Orech Chaim Mem Vav Sev Gimel, this is codified straight out in the Shulchan Aruch, Chayev Adam Levarich Bechol Yom Mea brachos Lefachos. One is obligated to say 100 brachos at the very least every day. So I want to explore with you tonight what exactly is the reason or the nature of this obligation. What type of obligation is this? And how does our characterization of this chiyuv, how might that affect certain of the details of the laws of Mea Brachos? And we'll try to bring it down from the first sources all the way halacha lamaisa until you get on page number 3. I gave you some of the charts for a weekday and Shabbos brachos. You know, you could take a sneak peek as we're going. So let's begin by trying to characterize this obligation, and we'll turn to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yodalid, he says as follows, Chayev Adam Levarich Mea Brachos Bein Hayom VeHalayla, between the day and the night, a person is obligated to say 100 brachos, and he goes on to spell out the 100 brachos. Now, the Rambam codifies this obligation in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefila. It doesn't have it in Hilchos Brachos that we've been studying all fall and winter. He has it in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefila. What does Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefila discuss? So the Rambam there outlines the laws of the daily brachos. Birchos HaShachar he has over there. He has Birchas HaTorah there, which Mori Virabi of Rosenzweig thinks is very significant from the Rambam's perspective, that he looks at Birchas HaTorah as a daily bracha for a Jew, something that a Jew needs to encounter every day. So it's interesting, Davar Omer Darsheni, why does the Rambam codify this requirement to say 100 brachos in Hilchos Tefila Perek Zayin? So that's point number one. Point number two is that I don't have this halacha for you here, but if you look at Rav Sternbach in source number 8, Shuvos Van Hagos, Uvumakom Acher Evesik Divrei Maron Hagon De Brisk, so he quotes the Brisker Rav. He was very scrupulous about saying 100 brachos every day. And listen to this diuk. He makes an inference from the Rambam's language. Again, I don't have this Rambam for you, but it's a quote of a few Rambams later, Perek Zayin Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam writes, Umone kol habrachos ad shemashlim mea kol yom. He counts all of the brachos until he completes the total of 100. That's a strange formulation. The Rambam could have said, Ve'omer kol habrachos, ad shemashlim kol hayom, or umivarech kol habrachos. Use the verb that is more associated with brachos. Why does he use the verb count? Umone. So the Brisker Rav was medayik from there, umiduyak b'loshono shetzarech limnos mamish habrachos davka. The Brisker Rav went out of his way to count the 100 brachos. Now, is that just like a pragmatic, a concern that if I don't count, if I don't have the chart, I don't have the checklist, there's going to be some days where I say the 100 brachos, but some days where I thought that I did, but I really didn't? Or is there some more fundamental idea that's going on here? And even if we don't want to go that far to say that there's actually a requirement to count them, just the language itself, why does the Rambam use that language? Even if it doesn't actually mean that there's a requirement, like the Brisker Rav said, we should explain the Brisker Rav Shita too. But even if we're not going to go as far as the Brisker Rav to say that that's what the Rambam meant, why did the Rambam use that language? Okay, so point number two. So he means that, like, he would, like, keep a list. Yeah, like, almost, or he would count out loud. He'd say, bracha number one, bracha number two. Yeah. A Sfiras HaOmer, right? So we're getting prepared. So we do minyan brachos. Yeah.
Is it like a mitzvah? Like you're required to do it. Like you have to do it, otherwise you get an impurity. Or it's a mitzvah like you get bonus points, like if you do it.
Yeah. So this is called a mitzvah midirabanan. So it's a positive commandment midirabanan, and that means that if one fails to do it, if one would purposefully neglect doing it, so that would be considered a beetle mitzvah. Where it's a neglect of a mitzvah.
I mean, is it on the same level as Megillah, or is it Halakas Shabbos, maybe, or Chanukah.
Yeah, so it's not Megillah, because it's not Divrei Kabbalah. Is it on the same level as... on the same level of other Takanos de Rabbanon? Yeah.
Shulchan Aruch
says Chai of Adam Levarich. Yeah, right. So it's not just like a cute idea. This is a real obligation.
If you don't do it, do you get like an
avera? Again, so I don't know. I mean, that gets into how you what does avera mean? What does bitul mitzvah mean? But it doesn't mean that it is that you actively did something wrong. It means that you passively didn't do something that you should have done. Is that clear? Okay. Good question. All right, so the two points are, number one, why does the Rambam characterize this in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah? Number two, why does he use the language of umona kol abrachos, that you count the brachos? And number three is what the Rav points out, or at least mipi ashmua, the Rav, or Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik Zatzal, was quoted as saying, this is in source number 10, the Kovetz Misora, where they have a little essay from the Rav's Torah. And the Rav asks the following. So let's read together, source number 10. Tzorich yon al Rambam, lama tzorich lachshov eze brachos mevrachinon? Why does the Rambam have to enumerate which brachos you say? I don't understand. 100 brachos. Okay, so say 100 brachos. Who cares which are the brachos? Well, we need the Rambam to go through our daily schedule with us to tell us which are the 100. Say 100 brachos. Hallo yachol latzeis b'chol brachos shemivarech. Vayoser kasha, adds the Rav, the mashma me Rambam de b'shabes v'yamtiv ein mechashvin kriyas haTorah v'haftorah b'cheshmon shal brachos. Says it's implied by the language of the Rambam, by his omission, that the brachos on kriyas haTorah and on haftorah, on Shabbos and yamtiv, don't count towards the total of 100. V'chein lo mevi kiddush utfilas musaf. He doesn't say that Kiddush counts. Musaf apparently doesn't count. Umashma sharak hagimul tefilos olos lecheshbon. Umashim rak hagidish ocha perus mevarich levanel acharei harbipon. So the Rav is struck. Number one, why do you have to spell out the brachos? Number two, just to add insult to injury, like, there are some brachos that count and some that don't. I thought it's just the idea to say 100 brachos every day. So why does the Rambam seemingly omit certain brachos that don't count towards this total? That's another point.
The Rav is actually being medayik that
from because the Rosh
not haftorah and Torah and Musaf doesn't count. You bedafka gotta have to eat.
That's what he's saying.
Multiple other.
That's what he's saying. Because that's what he's saying. Because if you look at the Rosh in source number 9, the Rosh says, we have a problem, as the Gemara itself says that on Shabbos and Yontif we're gonna fall short of 100. So the Rosh says, okay, so you can add the brachos on Kriyas HaTorah, add the brachos on Maftir, you say Amen, it'll count for you, we'll come back to that. But you see explicitly from the Rosh that he's comfortable with the brachos on Leining and the brachos, but apparently the Rambam doesn't mention those as the types of brachos that could help you on Shabbos, and Yontif. So why not? And why does the Rambam go out of his way to tell you exactly which brachos are the ones that count? So again, let's be misakim. Number one, Perek Zayin. Number two, Moneh. Number three, says the Rav, that the Rambam spells out the brachos, and why does he omit certain brachos? So I think the Rav says very convincingly, very compellingly over here, Vanir Bezeh, in the left paragraph, Dihinei harama mevi chiyuv mea brachos bilchos tefila v'lo bilchos brachos. So the Rav was sensitive to the categorization of the Rambam, that he quotes this halacha in Hilchos Tefillah. Basically, that the Rambam tells us all of the brachos that we're supposed to say each day. Venire, I'm on the fourth line. The chiyuv mea brachos hu chelek mechiyuv tefillah. So the Rav says that mea brachos is part of the category of tefillah. V'yashchiyuv de gimel tefilos. There's an obligation to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, three times a day. V'tzarech lahashlim hachiyuv tefillah shal kol yom behashlomas mea brachos. And to complete the obligation of tefillah, one has to say 100 brachos. Maybe a slightly different way to say it, could be that this is what the Rav was getting at. I don't know. I wasn't there for the shir. But a slightly different way to say it could be that, and I alluded to this before, the Rambam in Perek Zayin is establishing for us what is a Jew's daily experience. What's a Jew's daily schedule? What is part of the fabric of daily life for a Jew? That's why it's in the Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah is the consistent encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perek Zayin is Berchos HaShachar. The first thing, when a Jew wakes up, what does he do? I'm orienting myself to my schedule. Birchas HaTorah. I have to encounter the Torah every day. I have to think about, contemplate, reflect on the fact that we are a Torah, that we are a Torah people, that we were given the Torah every day. So in addition to that, says the Rav, in explaining the Rambam, I have to say 100 brachos every day. 100 brachos has to be part of my daily fabric. And if that's the case, the Rav goes further. He says, maybe I have to use the brachos that are daily brachos. The category of brachos that's going to suffice for this obligation is not going to be any bracha that I get. So it's not going to be a bracha that comes around just once a week, like brachos on laning for Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not going to be Kiddush. It's not going to be Musaf. It has to be daily brachos, because this is about the daily experience of the person, of the Jew, encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the prism of the 100 brachos. And if that's the case, then I might add that we could explain why the Rambam uses the language umone. What's umone? Umone means when you count something, you have a heightened consciousness of that thing. It's not just something that's, amorphous, right? It's not just kind of like hanging in our head, but there's a concreteness to it. I'm highly conscious of the fact that I said this bracha.
It's important also.
Chashivos, for sure. So that is the mechayev over here. To be conscious of the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that bracha. And in addition, we can then explain why the Rambam has a line that seems to go against other Rishonim. Yosef, I'll get to you in a second. Source number 7, going back to that Rambam, the Rambam writes, Chayev Adam Levarich Mea Brachos Bein Hayom VeHalayla. It's interesting that the Rambam says between the day and the night, and he begins his count with the brachos of Kriya Shema. B'sheva brachos shal Kriya Shema shal Shachas v'Arbis. And then, ukeshem is atif b'tzitzis, ukeshelovish tfilin. And he goes on from the morning. He's starting the schedule from the a.m. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef, page number 2, source number 11, the Beis Yosef has the exact opposite. He says, Uminyan mea brachos kachu balayla kishaholech lishon mivarech hamapil chevle shena. Uvishachar mivarech nefila sadaim vashar yotzar v'chulei. I didn't give you the rest of the list. So the Beis Yosef says, no. How do we look at a day in Judaism? We always go from night to morning. Vahi erev vahi voker. So therefore, I should start the count from nighttime. So hamapil will count as bracha number 1 of my day. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in source number 13. Seemingly, that's the way that we paskin. Not like, but Rav Sternbach is medayik in the Rambam in source number 12. V'chein mashmak tzas melashon haRambam shetzarech levarach mea brachos bein hayom v'alayla harei hikdim bilashono yom l'layla. He precedes yom to layla. U'mashma shehalayla mitztarif liyom shelafanav. That the night follows the day. U'chein kodshim shehalayla holich achar hayom shekadam lo. Just like we say in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't really require any more explanation. We always say, Vahi Erev, Vahi Voker. You go night and day. So that, kapish. But why for the Rambam? Why would we suddenly say, with respect to Mea Brachos, that we flip? That we go morning, then night? What I wanted to suggest is that if it's true, as the Rav explained, or at least as we were Mefarish, that for the Rambam, the chiyuv of Mea Brachos is not merely to get to the quantitative total of 100 brachos, but rather it is to fulfill a daily obligation of encounter of the Ribono Shel Olam via the Mea Brachos, via daily brachos that make me conscious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. So then I can explain that dafka this halacha should follow the way the person experiences the world. We don't experience the world as night then day. We experience the world as day then night. We wake up and then we go to sleep. Right? Okay, Vayera Vayvoker, in Halacha, we look at the world differently. But from a person's experiential perspective, we wake up and then we go to sleep. That's why we say Berchos HaShachar, after having gone to sleep, as we start the day. And that's why the Rambam incorporates this Halacha of Mea Brachos together with Berchos HaShachar, because it's about the person's daily schedule and daily fabric. Yeah?
See, if I remember correctly, we did help us washing hands all point, and we said that it started from the day and not nighttime. Meaning, if a person takes a nap during the day, or a person can make a book, I remember that being a whole thing that it started from the day, so would he hold the same thing, like with Hitel Sadaim, with this Shita carried through, and like vice versa for the other Shitas, as A and B, is that on the, that's just part of the matter, that's just, because I remember just going through it, maybe it was Shavuot, I remember. The second thing is,
we did Birkas HaTorah, I think.
Birkas Torah.
Yeah, also, if you take a nap, you have to repeat Birkas HaTorah. That's, yeah.
So what do you hold the same thing in Birkas HaTorah? Because it's part of the Seder HaTavar Matvila.
So
you might have the same Shita there.
So, but the only additional factor would be is there also like a hefsek that you have to take into account? So even if you hold that Birkas HaTorah starts in the morning, I mean, he definitely holds that, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't know if there was an opposite sheet there or not, or everyone just held it and started in the morning.
So everybody holds that you're going to have to say Birkas HaTorah after a hefsek, after a hefsek of sleep at night. Everybody holds like that. The question is, if you have a kavua type of sleep during the day, would you then have to repeat Birkas HaTorah afterwards? Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
There are even, just on that, I'll throw it out there, that for l'chvod Rosh Chodesh, for anybody who forgets Yalav Yavo, and then you repeat another Shmona Esrei, so I saw in the Dershah, they quote a post and say you get both Shmona Esreis.
I thought the first message was like out the window.
Ah, Geshmak. So then it's, I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, he says it's Talo Yadnei Chakira. How do you look at a Shmona Esrei that doesn't have a Yalav Yavo? And this goes back to a Tosos and Brachos, we've discussed this on other points, of is a Shmona Esrei without Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, is that just... it's not a Shmona Esrei, it's Nish Shmona Esrei, right? So then you're not going to get the credit for the brachos. Or do you say that, no, it the Shmona Esrei was good, but you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei because you got to get Yalav Yavo. Yeah.
And then the other question was, Rabbah is so specific, he lists out two full brachos, which is interesting. So why doesn't he say the second bracha, the Amnesis, and he doesn't say... Like, Tishas and Tishas, like, he doesn't say all that stuff. And those are the core Seder HaDvar of the Yom, like you're saying. Like, it's all about your Seder HaDvar. So why doesn't he count this out? Like, does he say this time? He doesn't say the second.
Yeah, he doesn't have Netilas. He has Netilas Yadayim for a meal.
And yes,
he has that there.
And he also uses...
It's interesting. He doesn't have Netilas Yadayim in the morning. That's true.
He also doesn't have, like...
He doesn't have the second bracha
as well. Yeah, also
right, but there is Machlokas Rishonim, whether you even say that bracha.
But does the Rambam hold you don't say?
Yeah.
Or
huh? You guys only say Le'aniach. We have our... That's why we need our Sfaradim.
One more thing, sorry. One more thing about me is that he also, the last thing, one bracha, is that... It's he has to make brachos make up with it with fruit, and that's nothing to do with tefillah.
Right.
So why is he putting that in and not other tefillah brachos?
So that's a good question. So I think that the idea, if what we're saying is right, then making a bracha on food is more of a daily experience than davening musaf.
I'm talking about some of those other core brachos that we're talking about.
Oh, meaning, why not?
Al Mitzvah, Tzitzis, and...
Does he have Yishtabach here?
Well, you don't do this because you're going to fill it.
He doesn't have Psukit Azimra.
Well, he doesn't have... What does he start with the 23, he says?
He does say the 7.
Oh, Shemoninu B'Parek Zeh. Very good, very good, very good. Yeah, yeah.
That's fair for
Sashachar. Yeah, 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 very good, very good. Yeah.
That's probably the
deal. Shkar, Shkar, Hare. Thank you, thank you. Yeah.
If we're following the Rambam. The whole point of this is to like to say brachot like every day, like to say brachot. But the mind that tries to like.
Yeah, so we're gonna see. So halacha lemaisa. So halacha lemaisa, we're not gonna follow the Rambam. Okay, so but I'm starting with the Rambam because I want to show you, I want to orient you towards a conceptual approach to this obligation of mea brachos. Halacha lemaisa, we're going to be much more flexible with what is incorporated. So, oh, good. So I think, and the reason why I started with the Rambam, this is how we do conceptual learning, right? So we started with the Rambam. We have a lot of proof, a lot of evidence from the Rambam that he holds of this idea that Mea Brachos is about the daily experience of the Jew, right? About this daily encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the prism of 100 Brachos. Now, if we then flip to Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah, we'll see that we're much more expansive, much more flexible. Does that mean that we totally reject the Rambam's idea? And now it's just about a Chazal made a Takana, 100 Brachos. For whatever reason, you know, sodos, for whatever reason. Or are we saying, no, we also agree with the Rambam's principle. We agree with his yesod, with his foundational concept. But we're more flexible about what registers to accomplish that concept. Whereas the Rambam was more rigid about how that had to be done, we are more expansive about how it can be done, right? So that's why I'm beginning with the Rambam, because I don't think necessarily we reject the Rambam's idea entirely. It just means that we're more, it could be that we do, but it could also be that we're just more expansive. Okay? So as we go through the details here, let's bring it down halacha lemaisa. So what we just did was the timing. So we said the Rambam goes from day to night. The Beis Yosef Mishneh Berurah go from night to day. So Tani, you asked me to speak about halachos of early Shabbos. This is one halacha that pertains to early Shabbos. Take a look at...
No matter what 24 hours, what
if you start Shabbos early? Do the brachos that you say... Yeah, does it count towards Friday or Shabbos? And what about...
Again, it's day to night, including Shabbos. Shabbos should be a Saturday.
So we're gonna pass me like Mishneh where we go night to day.
Shouldn't we hold from sunset then?
So that's what you would think, right?
Rather than from early Shabbos, because the set time is sunset.
Good. So let's see. Source number 14, Rav Sternbach. V'yesh l'estapik ve'ilu hanoagin b'kayis l'espala b'er Shabbos mibod yom. Those who have the practice to daven early on Friday, d'lech ora mafsidin b'zeh yud aleph brachos. They're going to fall short 11 brachos that they would have gotten otherwise. What are they? Dalid brachos birchos kriyishma v'zayin the tefillah de Shabbos. Meaning, if you count from night to day, but you daven mariv early, you're going to lose out on the birchos kriyishma and the brachos of Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, the seven brachos of Shabbos that should have counted toward Shabbos, but now they're not going to count because you did them on Friday. Okay, again, we're counting from night to day, right? Counting from night to day. I start Shabbos early. So now I started Shabbos at 6 o'clock. It's still Friday, right?
So your Mariv doesn't count.
So my Mariv is not going to count towards my Shabbos brachos. And now I was already in a hole for Shabbos. Now I dug myself a deeper hole. Still, no?
The solution is just eat more food.
What Mariv are you missing? You're
davening
Mariv every day. What are we talking about?
Okay, you're davening Mariv. Of course you're davening Mariv. But you're davening Mariv while it's still Friday. It's before sunset. But those
don't.
But those will Friday those Friday will Friday register Friday. For Friday brachos instead of Shabbos brachos.
Your brachos calendar doesn't reset.
Right, the bracha calendar is dependent on actual time, not.
And now
you need a tish.
I need a tish. Definitely need a tish.
But if you start so early, then maybe you should still on Friday too.
But now I'm in a deeper hole. Because when I went into Shabbos, I was already in a hole because I missed out. 1133 brachos, right? Or 36 brachos, because I'm missing 12 from each tefillah, right? Yeah.
Now you're short 50.
Okay. So let's. Domnom kibel kedusha Shabbos. Achin kavolos amahani rak lechiyuvim koach kedusha Shabbos. Okay, you did tosef a Shabbos. Fine. So that works to allow you to do the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Aval leinyan mea brachos that tzarech mide yom biyomo. These are daily requirements. It's a din in the day, not a din in Shabbos versus Chol. Vumi dine hayom. So it's still Friday. Hare sofko sof mesfal b'yom shishi. So Sternbach and Abshom Zamin, they both say, yeah, in Achinami. Those brachos don't count toward Shabbos if you do early Shabbos, and you'll have to make them up with more of a tish. I think Rav Ovadia says otherwise. In Pinske Chuvos, he quotes others who, yeah, no, take a look for me if you can, Lee Nether, after Shir. But it seems that the standard view, you know, the conventional wisdom is that, yeah, this is a daily requirement. So therefore, saying it on Friday shouldn't count. What about like this? What about if you say brachos after tzis, like you have a long shalishlis? Yeah? So now it's still Shabbos. You haven't done Abdullah yet.
You haven't benched yet.
Does that benching count towards Shabbos or the next day? According to Shlomo Zalman, it should go towards the next day.
It's nighttime already, so...
That's it. Right.
Based on when you make Abdullah.
Right. It shouldn't be based on Shabbos and Yom Tov, on Shabbos and Chol. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so Halacha L'maaseh, so we have to be careful within the 24 hours of the day, starting from night going to the daytime, to get those brachos.
That's the answer, you have to be careful.
Listen, I'm not saying there's nothing to be sumi. There's certainly what to rely on, you know. But the best is to get them in during those 24 hours. Okay. Next, what brachos count towards the 100 brachos? So we saw that the Rambam, according to the Rav's interpretation, had a very rigid, strict view of what brachos count. We are going to have a more expansive view, as Eliza told us. So,
is there another interpretation of the Rambam that he's just giving examples?
You could always read the Rambam that way, but we prefer to read the Rambam more, you know, as meaning what he says. Okay, so in source number 15, there's a discussion in the Achronim. If you say Amin to someone else's bracha, yeah, does that count? So the Bach says that no, that's not going to count. David Amelach said you have to say 100 brachos. If you're stuck, you don't know how to say the word, so fine, so you should say Amin. And I think certainly, according to the Rambam, certainly the whole idea was if you have to be mona the brachos, you have to count the brachos. So say the whole idea was to say the bracha so that you have that consciousness of the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not sure if Amin does the same.
Made their own kiddush at the
Bach's
table.
But hold on. So actually, in Rav Shlomo Zalman, in source number 17, so he says that generally I would agree with the Bach. However, when it comes to mitzvos, where we have one person say the bracha for everybody else because of Berovam Hadras Melech, because it's nicer to do the mitzvah as a group, as a public, then in that case, in that scenario, the Amin counts. So saying, again, we're going to paskin, not like the Rambam. So we're going to paskin that saying Kiddush on Shabbos does count towards the Mea Brachos. So David, if someone were to say Amen at your table to your Kiddush, that would count to their Mea Brachos as well. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says in source number 17. If you look at the Mishnah Brura in 16, he says that when you're in a bind, okay, when you're stuck and you need to get to the 100, so again, we're going to be more flexible and more flexible. So if Yom HaShabbos, Chaser lo Yud Gimel Brachos Me'a Me'a. So you're starting off at 87. Uchadisu Magen Avram. Akin Yer Lashlim Abimine Perus Megadim. You have a tish. You have a lot of brachos to add to get to 100. Vim Ein Lo Yotze Apiyad Chak. Bameshe Yechavi Neshma Berkas Hator Vem After V'yane Amin. So that's a quote from the Rosh. That if you pay attention to the brachos of the Olim, of the Aliyos for Kriyas HaTorah and to the Haftorah, and you say Amin to those brachos, that will count. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that in a pinch, you can use Amin to your advantage. And he even says that listening to Chazaras HaShatz, where you already davened yourself, so now you're listening to a bracha that you already said. But he says that's an extra pinch, then you could be Yotze with that too. Okay, so the Lechatchila, you want to say 100 brachos without Amins. If you can't get to the 100 without the Amins, then you could use the Amins to help you. No.
Your Shlom Zalman thing goes well with the experience thing you're saying.
Like yeah, let's...
Shofar and those berachas, that's a whole experience. I hear you make a shofar on a water, there's no experience there. There's no connection.
Right, right. Meaning you're like, you're part of the mitzvah. Right. It's like there's a ma'isa of the rabbim. So then that bracha is really that transfers. I like it.
I heard something with guitarist is considered like a bracha. Is that true?
Oh, okay. Next. Source number 18. Okay. Thank you, Rav Shlomo. Okay. So the Sefer HaManig, so he says like this. V'rov Yisrael shein lo'em pirus la'ashlimam. Heich miskaimim bohem mea brachos. So if we don't, if we're short on the fruits, what are we going to do? Ro'isi b'tzorfas, shenagu lomar alze achar hatfila, ein kelokeinu. Ein kelokeinu, mi kelokeinu, no del elokeinu, baruch elokeinu, ato elokeinu. And that essentially is counting as if you said a bracha, and you get 12 brachos out of that, 4 times 3. Wow. Now, that's a minog.
Is that
will count towards my brachos?
It's not a real bracha, but you can use it as like a...
Yes, yeah, for if you're doing... Well, for we said for Baruch Hashem, the Olam, Amin V'Amin, first of all, we quoted in Mishnah Berurah that when you're trying to teach kids to say Amin, but you're not really supposed to say Amin to their bracha. So we quoted from Rav Ben Tzion Abashal now. You could say Baruch Hashem La'olam Amin V'Amin. Yeah, and Vayvarech David, we sometimes you're right that we sometimes use it in that way, but I didn't see that quoted here that would count. That even in Kalokeno, the Sefer HaManig says is a stretch. Why? V'od the kol bracha she'in ba hazkaras shemu malchus ain a bracha. That's not a bracha. It doesn't say Baruch Ata Hashem. It says in Kalokeno. What? So every time that we say Hashem's name, it's going to get no. So what's the idea of in Kalokeno? So apparently, if you're going to go that far to say that Ein Kelokeinu counts towards Mea Brachos, we're really diluting this requirement of Bracha. It doesn't actually mean Bracha. What it means is 100 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what it means. And a Bracha is generally the way that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you say, right, so why Dafka Ein Kelokeinu, Mi Kelokeinu? I'm not sure where that Minah came from. The Mishnah Berurah, it seems like he's Dafka saying that, but the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Mem Vav, which is the Simin in Shulchan Aruch for the Din of Mea Brachos, he does not quote an in Kelokeinu, in Mem Vav. However, if you look at Taf Reish Chav Beis, this is in source number 19, Taf Reish Chav Beis is Halachos of Yom HaKippurim. And Yom Kippur, that's the hardest day of the year to get to Mea Brachos, and Shlomo, that might be what you were thinking about with the spices, with the Besamim. So we were actually talking about that in Dirshu now also, right? So so people have a practice to smell besamim on Yom Kippur. The reason why is because they're trying to get to Mea Brachos.
Just like the Mishnah. Rest of the day, continue smelling.
Oh, so you have so what the great point, Eliza. So what the post can point out is that you can't say a new bracha until you've had a hesach hadas from the besamim that you last smelled. So if you just like someone passes around besamim and then somebody else comes in and brings his besamim, so like you know they're having the besamim contest, you can't make a new bracha just because. And the post can say you can't bring yourself to a bracha she'in atzricha. You can't force yourself to say another bracha just so that you get to the total of 100. That's like yotza schara b'afseda. Like you're doing something wrong to do something right. That you don't want to do. Okay, well if you have then give up.
You never been this far, you showed Yom
Kippur. Okay.
How long
do you have to? You have to have a hesach hadas. You have to say, okay, I'm no longer interested, and then someone else comes out. You say, oh yeah, I want some more, right? Okay, but so getting back to Ein Kelokeinu, so the Mishnah Berurah does not quote it in Mem Vav. He quotes it in Taf Reish Chav Beis, where he says, "Lefisha b'Shabbes Omrim Kain Kedei Lamalos Hachosik." Mean we don't say Ein Kelokeinu on Yom Kippur, and Mishnah Berurah there says, "Lefisha b'Shabbes Omrim Kain." We do say it on Shabbos. Why? Kedei Lamalos Hachosik Mimei Abrachos B'Chol Yom Uveyom Akipurim Iko Harbei Shevachim Ve'in Sarich Lamalos B'Zeh. All right, you see the way he spoke about that, right? He says, on Shabbos, we have so many more utterances of praise. We don't need, on Yom Kippur, we have so many more. We don't need Ein Kelokeinu. On Shabbos, we need it. So therefore, we say it on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. So from Taf Reish Chav Beis, it seems like Mishnah Berurah is willing to rely on that minog of Ein Kelokeinu. In Mem Vav, he doesn't mention it. again, it's going to be one of those things where, in a pinch, you can rely on it, but lechatchila, we're going to try to say an actual 100 brachos.
We know if it makes a difference. If he davened nisach hashkun, but didn't say inkel akenu during the week, which is why he's sort of leaning this way, that talking about why you say it on Shabbos and not Yom Kippur.
It certainly seems like he said it only on Shabbos, because that's right. He's explaining why we added that. Yeah, Eitan. Yes. Been waiting very patiently all night.
No, yeah. It's very interesting. Sorry, I should look at the Gemara surrounding the original source. And there's actually, I don't want to say there's a disagreement, but there's a following brayta that suggests that you only need to say three brachot a day. And then they list the three brachot that we say in Birkat HaShachar. And I think that, maybe this disagreement between the Rambam...
But I don't know, is that a machlokas in those deos in the Gemara? I think it's saying...
I don't want to say that it's a machlokas, but, it could be that maybe...
Saying those specific three brachos you also have to say.
I don't want to say it's also, but maybe he suggests that you only need to say three brachos. You don't need to say 100.
Mm.
And perhaps the disagreement here is the same disagreement we have with the Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah that says, no, you need to say 100 actual brachot, or no, you need to say three brachot, but you need to say 100 words of praise.
Mm.
And that could be the difference. Yes, you need to say 100 words of praise, but three.
Like when it said 100 brachos, it didn't mean strict and literal brachos, but when it said three brachos.
Exactly. I also thought it was interesting that, the section of Gemara that it's listed here is between Tfillin and.
Yeah.
And sorry, Tzitzis.
Uh-huh.
And that could be why the Rambam listed in kind of Hilchos Tefillah as opposed to Hilchos Brachos, because this section is clearly talking about Tefillah, about the importance.
It's a whole string of Rabbi Meir's.
So there's a few Rabbi Meir's, but there's also a few kind of other.
No, it definitely you're correct. It is in the context of Tzitzis and Tefillah.
So it does seem like it's. Related to the protection of, and the story.
You could ask, I guess, going back on the Gemara, why does it appear there?
Right, so why does it appear there? I think that you're going to get to that in the next section about the
protection. Okay, let's finish it up. Okay, so, Halacha Lamaisa, you could take a look at page number 3, feel free to take the sheets home. There's websites, you type in Mea Brachos, and there's all these charts that help you get to 100. Both on weekday and Shabbos. I think they have another one for Rosh Chodesh. But I want to end off by trying to understand what is this idea of Mea Brachos and the protection that it affords, and why the number 100? It's interesting, in source number 20, we quoted a lot from Rav Sternbach tonight. He says, he quotes the Brisker Rav, as having thought that it's dafka 100, meaning if you fall short, let's say you get to 80, there's no point of getting to 82. It's 100 or bust, all or nothing. What's this idea of 100? So what better way to end off our Zman than having the delight of reading some Maharal together? Okay, so source number 21, let's dive deep into a Maharal. I think the Maharal is going to illuminate the idea for us. So says the Maharal, Perkat Cheles, Hay Rabbi Meir, Omer, so he quotes the Gemara. Second line in the bold. Pshara Kosuv, the simple meaning of the Pasuk. Sha'adam Mechuyov Lahakir Es Hashem Yisbarach, Shuhu Iloso. A person is obligated to recognize, to internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his creator, that he's his master, that we are dependent upon Hashem. Kedichsev yata ma Hashem elokecha shoal meimach yim liyures Hashem yisbarach. In the pashtus of the pasuk is that we're supposed to have awe of the Ribono Shel Olam. V'yeda ha'adam ki Hashem yisbarach b'ashamayim v'adam ala aretz. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends this earth. U'lefikach yesh lo adam levarech Hashem yisbarach mea brachos. U'vize yaker iloso shuhu yisbarach b'ashamayim. By saying 100 brachos and dafka 100, one will come to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole reason for his existence, for the person's existence. Why 100? V'yesh l'das, ki rishus ha'adam nechshav ad asara. Shekach amru in Masech HaSukkah, me'olam lo ala Moshe ve'li'o l'malam en asara, l'kaim ha'shenemar ha'shamayim shamayim l'ashem v'aretz nosan levnei adam. The Gemara has a tradition that man's territory goes up to 10 tfachim. Umei achar ki misbar asara shayach la'aretz, the number 10, 10 tfachim, relates to earth, to ground, to earthly matters. Ubevadai hashamayim heim nivdalim in ha'aretz legamre. the heavens are completely separate and distinct from the earth. Ulekach mispar hamisyaches al hashamayim humeya. That's why the number 100 is associated with the heavens. Me'achar ki mispar asara shayach la'aretz. If 10 is associated with earth, umispar esrim eino nivdal min asara. 20 is not fundamentally different from 10. Ki shneim lashon eser. They're tens. Vuhu lashon echad. It's all the same language. Ushloshim min shlosha. The same is true for 3 and 30. Vechein kulam ad mea. Until you get to 100 and you have a new unit. Shu mispar bifnei atzmo vuhu nivdal legamre min asara. Says the Maharal that 100 establishes a fundamentally different category from the tens. Ulekach mispar mea shayach lashamayim. V'davar zamuchach b'chama mekomos. So what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us to do? He's giving us 100 brachos, jumping to the bold, asher b'brachos nir ashivcho v'kocho. With these brachos, we are going to discern, to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, his praise. U'mamakir ilasoshu hu nivdol mimenu v'ubashamayim v'adam ala aretz u'vizeh yashira. By saying the 100 brachos, one's going to recognize the complete divide, the schism, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. To see how lowly we are and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how that should bring upon us a complete sense of awe of Yirah Shamayim. And that's why this pasuk is, many of the Acharonim connect this pasuk to what Chazal say, V'yata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoal Me'imach Kiyim L'Yira. What, so Yiras Hashem is Milsa Zudrasa, he says, the Gemara in Brachos. Is Yiras Hashem such a small matter that it's like, oh, what does Hashem ask for us other than Yirah Shamayim? Ah, that's so easy. No, for Moshe Rabbeinu, but not for us. But when we do Mea Brachos, that's a Milsa Zudrasa that we are able to do in order to achieve a very, very great deal, a very, very big thing called Yirah Shamayim. Mea Brachos, when we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives from the Rambam's perspective, all the way down just to Halakha L'maisa, making sure that we get to each and every one of the 100 brachos. When we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives through the mechanism of bracha, and we attribute the benefits that we get in our lives, the experiences that we have in our lives, the mitzvos that we do, we attribute everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand throughout our day. That is really what brings us to a sense of Yirah Shamayim, to realizing that we are people who live in this world in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all moments and at all times. And that is what Hilchos Brachos, at the end of the day, is really all about. Hilchos Brachos is about ensuring, with all of its details and all of its tremendous lamdus, but the bracha, sof kol sof acharei kechlos hakol, the bracha is the vehicle that connects us to a recognition of the greatness of the Almighty, and the opportunity and the privilege that we have to be His creations, to live in His presence every single day. So hopefully we'll take the Mea Brachos with us. We'll do the Mea Brachos every day, and we'll take the Musag, the idea of Brachos, and carry that with us forward as we go to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in advance of our upcoming Yontif of Zman Chebuseinu. Shukar.